Track 8. Normal for Norfolk. This month, Stacia Briggs takes us on a visit to King's Lynn. Her tour is quite lengthy, so we're going to split the tour in two, with the second part in the February recording of Just Talk. Neil Haverson will read the first part of Stacia's tour.
Hold on to your hats. We're off for a spooky trip to King's Lynn. Here, in the most westerly town, you may find a dragon's tongue, one of Norfolk's most haunted houses, the place where a witch's heart bounced to the river, and far more, on a walk that highlights Lynn's weirder side. True's Yard, thought to be one of Norfolk's most haunted buildings. There are said to be a jaw-dropping 38 ghosts living at True's Yard's museum. One is a resident poltergeist, Henry, who lives in a room where fisherfolk once laid their heads after a hard day's work. He has been known to cause light bulbs to blow, knock paintings off walls, and send staplers flying across the room. The Exorcist House. Through the grounds of St. Nicholas Chapel, you will find a curious cottage, built on the site where medieval exorcists used to do battle with evil spirits and, somewhat more earthbound, problematic neighbours. There have been tales of a ghost at the house which appeared to the daughters of a man who lived there, and legend has it that an underground passage, allegedly used by witchfinder General Matthew Hopkins, runs from here to St. Anne's House in Lynn. St. George's Guildhall, the only theatre in the world that can claim Shakespeare trod its boards. This building has also been a public hall, a court, a merchant's exchange, an armoury, a button factory, and a gunpowder store. The Tudor Rose Hotel, St. Nicholas Place. The Tudor Rose has stood just off the Tuesday Marketplace on St. Nicholas Street since the 15th century, when it was built on the site of a former nunnery and surrounded by the town's old defensive walls. The building is said to be haunted by a murdered bride who is seen on the anniversary of her wedding day. Another ghost could be seen at Christmas, clearing away the snow from the yard. The Witch's Heart, Tuesday Marketplace. Up above numbers 15 and 16, close to a window, carved into the red brick, is a diamond shape, within it a carved heart. It marks the death of Margaret Reed, a woman burned at the stake at the square in 1590. Legend has it that she was being consumed by flames. Margaret's heart burst from her chest, smashed into the spot above the window, then fell back to the ground before bouncing to the nearby River Ouse, where it sank. Mother Gabley, Tuesday Marketplace. Mother Gabley was the first person condemned in Norfolk under the 1563 Act Against Conjurations, Enchantments and Witchcrafts, which was passed early in the reign of Elizabeth I. She was accused of causing the death of 13 men. She had, it was claimed, boiled eggs in cold water, stirring vigorously to raise a storm at sea. Mother Gabley was hanged in King's Lynn in 1583, probably at Tuesday Marketplace. Seahenge. Hidden by the North Sea until 1998, Seahenge is a Bronze Age circle made of 55 timber posts encircling an upturned tree root. The stump and some of the timbers taken from the Holm Beach to preserve them are now on display at Lynn Museum in King's Lynn, alongside a replica of the circle.
Thank you, Neil. We'll continue the King's Lynn tour in February.